Maggie Dent, the child parenting expert. Her new book is called Girlhood. It's in all good bookstores now. She joins us in the studio.
It's a bestseller because she writes great books.
She's incredible. And you mentioned two or three times off air as well the amount of research you've done. So if I were you, I'd just rest on my laurels and just write because I'm a god and a guru.
Oh, no.
But you actually research and put a whole hell of a lot of work into
this. And also I wanted to get, I didn't raise girls. I just got these precious little granddaughters that were just blowing my socks off. Like, how smart are they? Man,
yeah,
they
real clever.
That. Like, now, is this just this? Is this just mine because it's my genetic gene pool?
Yeah.
Or something going on? And that's what happened in the research. Like, I couldn't believe just how much these things are, even though every now and then, this is really funny from the research. I kept on saying, where's the research in neuroscience? Why little girls have got such amazing memories? And basically, there isn't any. So I checked why. They didn't actually do a lot of research with women and as a separate, most of them were done with men because they felt women were unreliable during their menstrual cycles.
Oh my God.
There was not a lot of research. Like I went, well, you've got to be kidding me, right? And the same sort of, when I talked to them at the Telethon Institute, which I'm a kind of ambassador, I said, where have we got this? She said, you know what? We didn't really do a lot around gender. We're only just starting to recognize that there is definitely some issues in there that we need to be able to put into science. So,
Now,
we know they're a bit smarter to start with. We knew that,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Now, Erin has a question. We've got calls with questions.
Yeah. Come on, bring it on.
So Maggie, quick one. My daughter, she's 3, nearly 4 years old, has tantrums all the time, which I suspect is quite normal. I'm very, very patient with her, almost too soft. People say I need to discipline more and be a bit harder. I'm not. But the other morning, she pushed me and pushed me and pushed me, and she was screaming and yelling, and I just went, Eliza. And then, I snapped. And I don't normally snap. And I went, Eliza. And then, she kind of just stopped because I've never really done it before and I don't ever yell at her. I'm pretty good in that way. But then anyway, 10 hours later, I said to her in the car as we left, I said, Mummy's really sorry that she yelled at you and she said Eliza in that way. But, it's because you were yelling at Mummy and Mummy was frustrated. And she kind of didn't say anything. And then like 10 hours later, she said to me, Mummy, remember when you yelled at me? I was like, my God, how do you even, so is that okay? What options do I have? Because I was yelled at a bit as a kid just as part of normal childhood and I feel like they need a bit of tough love, do they? Or is it bad?
Well, you always remember when your mum snaps. And my wife, who's the most gentle woman ever, she snaps occasionally.
Yep. Yeah.
And it means something. Is that okay? Can Tiff snap, Ed?
Rarely. But it's always if he's done something, if Arnold goes just way too far. And he's been told a few times.
They push you because I'd tried 10 times calmly to get her to stop screaming at me.
Yeah.
And she just wouldn't.
Is it okay for mum to snap?
Okay. So let me tell you that what basically you're doing 20% of the time is, these are the moments. These are the moments we lose it. These are the moments we've, like me, leave one at the pool. These are the moments that you're not the parent you want to be, right? We need to put the stick down.
But
if what we're doing 80% of the time is endless shouting, then there is definitely a problem.
Yeah.
Because that's going to impact their sense of safety in that relationship.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's that attachment that's the biggie. Now, let me just give you a clue. She ain't going to forget that, even though I know it's not a really big thing, but for her, it kind of was.
Yeah.
So what we actually know is, this is what I found as I went through this, not only the research, but I ended up as a little girl. There was a moment that I talked about how good their memories are. We don't forget anything. And I suddenly remembered at Christmas, when I was 5 and a half, just before I went to big school, and my main present was a new school bag. And I remember how pissed off I was. Now, when I was thinking about it, that all that emotion came straight back into my body with the same intensity. And that's what happens to us females, but it doesn't
tend
to
carry that.
Are
you saying don't try not to snap? Is that what you're saying?
No. Obviously, we want to be the grounded well parent. There's no question. But we're all going to do it. My tip is exactly what you did, Erin, is we go back and repair it.
So I should have said sorry to her.
Well, you would have just said, look, that's just in the heat of the moment. That's not the parent I want to be.
Yeah.
However, part of this, we need to know there's a point you need to shush, So therefore there is a boundary that, that's not okay just continually yelling at mummy. That's not okay.
Yeah.
Right? So there's two different things going on and you can say that in its firmer place. And it's okay, go no with the arms down really strong. No, that is enough.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
Absolutely.
Yep, okay. Because
it stop? She went, whoa.
She did. Yeah. Absolutely.
But if you were doing that all the time, she wouldn't have stopped. She would have kept going.
Impact.
My first memory, we're talking about first memories, is biting my mother and her biting me back.
Yeah. That was the old trick, wasn't it? I had a lot of teeth marks on me, I could give you. We actually don't recommend that.
Don't bite your children.
Because there's a lot of reasons now, why we bite.
Maggie's got to move on. We've got, we may have run out of time if we've hold Maggie's time.
So I know, let's get one. We've got a question. Well, someone's come on.
I'll your biting fast. Stuff took too long. Amy from Summerhill, quick question, Amy. Maggie's here. Take it away.
Hi, Maggie. I've listened to your parental podcast, which is fantastic, but I've got a 10-year-old daughter and I'd just love to know how to build resilience in her so that she becomes a confident, not only teenager, but teenager and then adult.
Okay, so it's all about competence. Whatever she can do well builds her confidence in all other areas of her life. Make sure you get really good at her failing and recovering, because that's the biggest thing about resilience. If we make that a big issue... So you let her have lots of opportunities to fail. That's lots of board games, lots of quick things, and keep getting her to stretch herself a little bit. But it doesn't matter what she does, she's got to do something she gets better at. The more life skills, the better. Cook for herself, make her own bed, get her own snacks, pack a lunchbox, climb a tree, everything like that will build her resilience.
Allow her to fail.
Yeah, allow her to fail a lot.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Amazing.
And the book is just full of gems like that. Yep. Maggie Dent's Girlhood, Amy and Lindsay, who we didn't have time to get to. You both get a copy, but go out and
well,
get
that
it
was
now.
Easy.
It's in all good bookstores now. Maggie Dent, thank you so much for your time. We look forward
Thanks,
to seeing
guys,
you again
and all
soon.
The best.